City Manager Rory Watt thought it would be a good experience for him and Mayor Beth Weldon to go on the cruise. He told the assembly his reasons on Monday night.
And I'm going to give you a really soft one. I think there is value that could be gained, and the value would outweigh the negatives, although I'm not going to push you very hard on this.
He also said he wouldn't be disappointed if he got to stay home. According to the city, Norwegian invited leaders from port communities all over the West Coast to drum up positive attention for the Joy. The new megaship will join its sister ship, the Norwegian Bliss, this summer. It will bring more than 5,000 passengers and crew to Southeast Alaska each week. Watt said the trip could be an opportunity to learn firsthand how other communities are dealing with growth in cruise tourism.
Specifically, how they impose fees, how they expend fees, the types of services that they provide.
He also said the trip could be a chance for the city to improve its relationship with the cruise industry by talking to executives from Norwegian. An appeal is still possible in the lawsuit between Juno and an industry group over how the city spends money from its cruise ship passenger head tax. Assemblymember Wade Bryson said the trip could be an important step forward.
To put our officials onto a inaugural trip lets them know that we don't have hard feelings.
But Assemblymembers Rob Edwardson and Lauren Jones both said they felt the offer was meant to influence city officials. Jones said the city could find other ways to learn about the inner workings of cruise ships.
It would be just as easy, I think, to have an all-day seminar when it's docked all day in Ketchikan or docked all day in Juneau and invite all those people.
The city's conflict of interest code restricts accepting gifts of $50 or more. According to the city, Norwegian offered the cruise for $99 to anyone who couldn't accept the free trip. Assemblymember Maria Gladyshevsky said she would support the trip only if the city paid for it.
I think both the manager and the mayor would benefit from understanding all of that. And I also think that they should pay for that.
In the end, the assembly rejected the invitation with a vote of 5-2, with one assembly member absent. Mayor Weldon recused herself. In Juneau, I'm Adeline Baxter.